Harold and Country Music. Here are the fantasy fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Frey, dude.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, all right, here we go with week number 2. Surprise the ever-living daylights out of me. I woke up Monday morning, things kind of changed for me, ended up winning my matchup, and it made me quite happy, and then the Lions didn't do as well as I think some thought. But, Mac, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What a great week in the fantasy football world. Oh. We just saw a lot of things kind of right themselves from the first week.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we talk about what went right, what went wrong, let's just start with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So he bounced back in a big way. And so did Aaron Jones last night. So folks that really didn't do very well in week one or didn't meet our expectations really bounced back and just kind of went overboard.
Well, and it's kind of crazy when you talk about going right. Aaron Jones had 42 points, yep. King Henry 48.
Yep.
TB12 had 41 points, Kyler Murray 41 points, yeah. Danny Dimes 32 points.
Yep.
Patterson came out, Cordell.
Yep.
Came out and played quite well, and of course Rodgers had 35.
Tom Brady just keeps chugging along. I mean, the guy is just defying all odds. And Kirk Cousins, who I thought was going to be a dud, put up another big game, and I think there's something to be said about that. I think the Vikings are going to be playing from behind a lot. I mean, that much is clear. He could be a real fantasy steal for folks that waited in the draft to get their quarterback and picked up Cousins. So he's put up back-to-back 30-plus point weeks. So that's a really great it's a great play week in and week out, especially with that emergence of the third receiver, whose name I'm forgetting right now. But
It's KJ Osborne.
Osborne, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a big one there, and I think he's a grab if he can fit on your team. I don't have him on my team because I can't fit him in anywhere, so I'm not going to take him. Let me just mention some of the things that went right for those that have the IDP leagues, have the defensive guys. Mike Edwards from Tampa Bay Safety, 26.6 points. Roquan Smith had 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
The Honey Badger, Bobby Wagner, and then Nick Vigil for the Vikings has scored some points there, too. So
absolutely.
It's an interesting choice when it comes to those individual defensive players.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and speaking of, you know, when you talk about those defensive players, they, you know, like Roquan Smith running a touchdown back and those types of things, that only helps, you know, kind of, it helps in an odd way the offense because, you know, once the defense is really cooking, then the offense can kind of get into its groove and do what it wants to do. So it's a lot of fun. And we should have mentioned to our audience that we added a defensive player this year to our league, so that's the first time we've ever done that. So that's been a lot of fun so far as well. So
it is. It's interesting, and really, it's looking to me like a person is best to stream. But then again, how do you know? That's the other. It's not as easily predicted.
Yeah.
As all of the other positions.
Yeah.
You know, it's so different, but fun.
You know, and you know, when we talk about what went right and what went wrong, we can't go on without saying what went wrong with the New Orleans Saints, which was a terrible game.
Yeah.
And really unexpected. Now, yeah, of course, you know, people have been talking about Carolina as much improved and a good defense and so on, but that was just a lousy performance all around. I mean, Alvin Kamara, 4 points. I mean, it's just really...
Yeah.
You know, Winston looked like the Winston from the Buccaneers.
Right.
You know, more interceptions than touchdowns. So.
And you expect that out of Jameis Winston if you're going to do it. You know, he's one of those risk-reward kind of guys. Who cares if he throws 6 interceptions as long as he throws 4 or 5 touchdowns?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you kind of live with it.
And speaking of, you know, what's going right, the Panthers are going right, you know. And so you've got some of these interesting teams. Now, the wheels could come off at any time, but the Panthers 2-0, the Broncos 2-0. You know, the Chargers and the Cowboys and some of these teams that we weren't quite sure, you know, are they going to be good? Are they going to be bad? A mixed bag. And they look so far. Now, the schedule's helping them. But on the other hand, their players are just lighting it up. Like the Broncos look really good with Teddy Bridgewater and their offensive players. They're stacked offensively. So keep an eye on those Broncos.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday to Brad that I think Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback the Broncos have in place since Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's the most solid guy. You look at a couple other things that went wrong, and you have to look at kickers because it was a disappointment for Butker, for Tucker, for Suck Up, however you say it, and then Younghoi Koo, too. You know, the kicking game is different this year as well.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of missed kicks again, even missed extra points. So, you know, again, the kickers – you just never know. So sometimes a kicker can get you over, you know, get you that big W, and sometimes they can absolutely screw you over.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to talk about the studs and duds here in a bit, but don't forget one of the other things that went wrong, too, was Kittle and, frankly, Mixon and Big Ben.
Yeah.
Big Ben just doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get it back. I don't know. But we'll take a break and talk studs and duds in just a bit.
More of the Fantasy Fools next. On the Ranch, AM 910.
I'm Dan Lascola with the sports show What They. South Dakota Sports Media Football Poll. Harrisburg is tops in 11 AAA. T shows the way in 11 AA. Brookings comes in third. Watertown setting an honorable mention. In 11A, Canton, number one, followed by Madison, Del Rapids, and West Central. Winner still shows the way. In 11B, Sioux Valley is third. In 9AA, Hanson, number one, with Black Geddes, number two, Chester at number four. In 9A, DeSmet is first, followed by Howard. And in 9B, Gayville Ballin is tops. Another long list of games is coming up again this Friday night, including the Bobcat homecoming game against Mitchell. Airtime 6:30 on K-Country 102.
Weather on the ranch, sunny today, high 64, northwest breeze 10 to 15. Clear tonight, low 41, northwest breeze around 5, becoming southwest after midnight. Sunny tomorrow, high around 70 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10, becoming 10 to 15 in the afternoon. Get the full forecast and local news on demand at brookingsradio.com.
It's the Fantasy Fools on the Ranch, AM 910.
Yeah, it's Mac and Brian here on Fantasy Fools, and let's get into studs and duds.
Yeah,
Mac, let's start studs and duds. Let's go right off the top of the studs. Daniel Jones and Taylor Heinicke.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, again, as we mentioned in the opening segment, you know, if you waited in your draft to pick up some of these quarterbacks, you're looking like a genius right now. Also, you know, Kirk Cousins, we mentioned as well. You know, some of these quarterbacks that have that if you waited to take them, you're looking really good right now. And some of the usual suspects had great weeks at the quarterback position as well. And Aaron Rodgers bounced back last night too.
No doubt.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen, but it was nice to see. You want to see it.
And it took too long.
Yeah.
It took the second half of the ball game for it to actually happen, and that surprised me because the defense was so bad, I didn't think Rodgers was even going to get back to the old Aaron, but I think they figured it out. I don't know.
You know, and a lot of the household name running backs, we don't need to go down that list, really showed up in a big way. But a couple of running backs to really keep an eye on. One is Devin Singletary for Buffalo, who looks like he's going to get the majority of the carry. Now, Zach Moss is still lurking, but it looks like it's Devin Singletary's backfield right now, and he looks really good. So he could be a little bit of a gold nugget for you if you've got him. Also, J.D. McKissic for Washington, who had a huge game. And now it's still Antonio Gibson's backfield.
Right, it is, but because of Heinicke, I think that changes the dimension of how they run things. I think McKissick's going to end up having probably a bigger year than Gibson because of the passing.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's a little bit like Austin Eckler in that, you know, he'll get a couple of runs here and there, but you know, once they get going in that passing game and they just dump it off to them, they're really electrifying to watch.
Yeah, it's his target share that is absolutely huge.
Yep.
How about Pollard? That one surprised me.
Yeah.
Is that just kind of a...
Yeah, but Zeke had a great game, too.
Yes, he did. So that's why I'm wondering, is this for real? Are they going to start doing this? Share,
who knows? I mean, hard to tell, but it's a if you've got that particular situation, you're going to be kind of scratching your head. It would be wise if you have Ezekiel Elliott to try to pick up Pollard if he's available, just to have that handcuff,
right?
And vice versa. So it's a that is going to be an intriguing backfield to watch. You know, some of the wide receivers that we've been keeping an eye on too, you know, the household names showed up again, Thielen and Jefferson and Osborne now for the Vikings, and you know, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Lockett, Terry McLaurin, but Sterling Shepard for the Giants with Daniel Jones has had two really good weeks in a row. So that, let's keep that train going. If you picked him up, or if you've got him on your roster, that's a really great pickup. And then at tight end, Gronk, 2 weeks in a row. T.J. Hockenson, 2 weeks in a row. Noah Fant, Kelsey, but then Pitts for the Falcons, the rookie, had a bust out game again. And the Falcons, I've always preached this. when you're a bad team like the Falcons, you're going to be playing from behind a lot, which means opportunities galore for points. So you saw that against the Bucs. Now, the Bucs are a great defense, but when you're up by 40 points, you kind of let off the gas a little bit and go into prevent, and that just allowed Matt Ryan to throw the ball all over Hell's Half Acre.
And that will happen quite a bit this year, because I don't think Mike Davis is the answer for their backfield. And they're just a different team. As much as they're the same, they are quite different.
Yep.
So Pitts does make some sense. I'm there with you. Big Bob's back last night. I have him on one of my teams, and I was going to trade him.
Yep.
I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's not going to work. I'm glad I waited, because I think maybe he has more promise than, say, Higbee.
Right, and when you look at that Packers offense, they're stacked. I mean, that's going to be a great offense once they get rolling. Really going to be tough to stop. Some of the surprising duds. The Titans had that remarkable comeback game, but Tannehill didn't put up a lot of points. It was a Derrick Henry show. Also, Julio Jones had the touchdown called back, which was a controversial call, so that would have helped a lot. But Tannehill and even Prescott, you know, had a kind of a down game. Justin Herbert is playing great, but not putting up a lot of points. But they will come. And, of course, Jameis Winston, some of the running backs. Saquon Barkley still hasn't gotten going. Kamara and Gibson did not do a whole heck of a lot. Mixon, as you mentioned. And nobody knows what to make of Myles Gaskin in Miami. I mean, it's like the running game has just disappeared. Absolutely gone.
Yep.
Antonio Brown came back down to earth for the Bucs, but that's more a problem of so many mouths to feed on that offense. So he's going to be, I mean, he's a great flex play, I think, every week, just because the opportunity is there for him. So he could have a quiet week like he did last week, but then he could also have a week like last week where he puts up 30-some points.
Yeah, and he'll pay for himself every other week is kind of the way you look at it. I did that last year with him, grabbed him, put him in the flex spot. It worked for a while, and then this year I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to stay away from all three of the Bucs receivers because it is. And you don't know, like Mike Evans. Mike Evans is generally an easy double-digit per game kind of guy, but somebody's going to go hungry, and you don't know who it's going to be from game to game. That's a tough one.
Absolutely. Amari Cooper, like that was a low-scoring game, but that's also a product of what we're looking at is very improved defenses with the Chargers and the Cowboys. Cowboys might actually have a decent defense for once. You know, usually they're like the old sieve, you know, they win games 42-40. And, you know, Tyreek Hill let a lot of people down. That was a big disappointment. Some of the tight ends, household names, like Logan Thomas and Kittle, did not do a whole heck of a lot for you either. But again, we're week two, so we're still kind of feeling things out.
Right.
In my leagues, I'm 1-1 in all of my leagues, so I'm happy with that. I'm in the win column, but I've also got a loss, and I've still tried to sort out, you know, who's who and what's what.
Yeah, it is really hard this year. I struggle with some of them. You know, I'm nervous for the Cincinnati Bengals. I've got T. Higgins again this year. He was so great last year. I had Tyler Boyd and decided Higgins kind of seems to be the guy. Chase didn't have that great a game this time. So, to me, if you've got Higgins, I think you're pretty safe there.
I'm a little worried, too. You mentioned the Bengals. It's really sort of frustrating to watch. Like, you have an entire offseason to fix the biggest problem that you had last year, which is your offensive line. I mean, Joe Burrow is going to be dead by the season's end. It's a miracle that he survived. I mean, his knee injury might have saved him last year.
Yeah, really?
And
seriously?
He's getting killed again this year, and that's just terrible. He's too big of a talent to see him getting beat up like this is really frustrating.
It's hard to watch. Don't forget, Goddard didn't do so well either. Neither did Ron John, too. And the Pittsburgh defense was just a disappointment.
Well, that goes back to we failed to mention the Raiders. Here's a team looks really good. Now, the Steelers, I'm not quite sure what to make of them yet. Are they good? Are they bad? Whatever the case may be. But it is still a monumental feat to go into Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. So that is a huge statement win for the Raiders. And again, Derek Carr is one of those quarterbacks that if you picked him up off the waiver wire or drafted him late, you're looking like a genius.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? All right, we'll take a break and come back with the top plays of the week next.
More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac.
Turn that radio up!
Next.
On the Ranch, AM 910.
When your drains are backed up with grease, hair, action figures, or Legos, we have your back. And if you have old pipes with a lot of rust or scale, we can strip that buildup away and breathe new life into them. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
If you're like me, when it comes to banking, you've got general needs. That's why I rely on Bankstar for all of the things that all of us need. From depositing birthday money, to depositing part of this paycheck, to seeing how much I have in my savings account. After depositing this birthday money and paycheck, I can count on Bankstar to allow me to confidently do all the general things I need to do. You can bank just about anywhere, or you can bank on the bright side at Bankstar Financial. Visit ebankstar.bank, member FDIC.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
The Ranch, AM 910. We are definitely the Fantasy Fools. By the way, we did change, in case you were following along last couple of years, of course, we changed radio stations, so we're not on K Country 102.3 anymore. That also gave us a change on Twitter. We're still, I think we're Fools Fantasy. Fools, Fantasy Fools is our name on Twitter, but I think we go... I think it's Fools underscore Fantasy because somebody has Fantasy Fools out there that hasn't done anything for, I think, 10 years. So anyway, you can follow along there. You can go to brookingsradio.com, get all kinds of help, and you can ask questions and do that stuff. So that's just a few things that have changed.
Absolutely.
All right, so now it's the top plays of the week here.
Yeah, you know, again, we try to avoid household names because you're going to keep those folks in your lineup every week. But a couple of these folks like that haven't been doing so hot, we're going to keep giving a chance to. I think Herbert for the Chargers is going to come back and have a big game against the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's too good.
Yeah, and again, they're winning, right. And he's playing great. He's right. Managing the game and everything, but he's got a big arm, and they're loaded at the receiver position. And then Eckler, I think he has a nice bounce back. I think you have to start talking about Teddy Bridgewater as an every week starter if you have that quarterback need,
right?
Or if your regular quarterback has a really impossible matchup, say going up against the Patriots or something like that. Kirk Cousins, I think, just steps into the every week. I think Prescott bounces back versus the Eagles. I think you have to think about Matt Ryan. Plug your nose. But again, they're going to be playing from behind. Why not?
Right.
And then Daniel Jones, too. Don't forget, Daniel Jones is an incredible runner as well. And he doesn't get talked about in that fashion a lot. Maybe it's just because the Giants aren't in the conversation or aren't very good. But he's an electrifying runner, as we saw on Thursday night.
I think, too, as the Giants get better over the next few years, because you think about it, there's no reason why Jones can't be there for another 10 years.
Yeah.
In a year or two, once they start figuring out that O-line and getting some of that strength there, his game's going to change, and he's going to be one of those good fantasy rely-on quarterbacks.
Yeah. I also think, you know, talking about quarterbacks, you know, watch out this week with Jameis Winston at the Patriots. Patriots have a great defense. Watch out. You know, Tom Brady might come back down to earth. They're at the Los Angeles Rams. Again, you're probably going to have to start these guys, but you might want to just temper your expectations. Or if you've got a Derek Carr or somebody floating around, might be worth taking a look at. Running back, I like Harris from Pittsburgh at the Bengals. I like Kenyon Drake at the Dolphins. Melvin Gordon for the Broncos versus the Jets. Devin Singletary versus Washington. And I think Saquon Barkley finally gets going against the Falcons. Let's give him a
breakout
chance.
Game there.
He could have a breakout game. Maybe he gets a maybe he's got the rust knocked off now. So let's see what he's got there. If he doesn't get it done against the Falcons, I think it's probably time to think that he's not going to get it done at all. Terry McLaurin for the Washington football team, wide receiver, he had a huge week. Keep him rolling. Cortland Sutton for the Broncos, I like him a lot. I like the Broncos receivers.
Yeah, Tim Patrick is a sleeper, good sleeper.
Yep. I think at this point in time, Jefferson and Thielen never leave your lineup, ever.
Yeah, I don't think they can. And if you're receiver compromised, you pick up KJ Osborne, and he doesn't leave your lineup either.
Yep.
Because look at the talent that kid has.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable. Matter of fact, I might go so far as to say that he'll end up the number one wide receiver in another year or two.
Could.
over Justin Jefferson and Thielen. I think he's got that much potential.
That's pretty awesome to think about, too. I like Sterling Shepard a lot. Keep him rolling versus the Falcons. And I like Ruggs also versus the Dolphins. Now, with the tight end position, Hockenson's not going to leave your lineup. He's proven that 2 weeks in a row. I do like Tyler Higbee, the Rams versus the Buccaneers. I think that game has a kind of a sneaky, weird feeling where some of the people that we don't necessarily expect to score are going to. Those two teams, that's a Super Bowl preview, by the way.
That's
a really good look at a possible, they can because they're both NFC, but it's a NFC championship game preview. So I like Noah Fant for the Broncos and Dawson Knox for the Bills this week a lot. And I like Pitts for the Falcons. Keep him going. I think he's going to be a big part of that offense moving forward. Defensively, if you've got the Broncos, you're really, really licking your chops with the Jets rolling into town. the Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns, the Ravens, the Titans, all of these teams have really good matchups this week. So
yeah, they really do. And there's some possibility there. Yep. And the other thing, too, look at some of those lesser-named teams and players mm-hmm. that are scoring double digits weekly.
Yeah.
Pay attention to those a little bit because there are some players mm-hmm. there, especially if you're going to do some streaming. They give you some opportunity.
If you're, and if Carolina is somehow inexplicably still on your waiver wire, that's a great defensive pickup to hold on to. They looked really great the first 2 weeks, and I think they're for real, to be honest.
But, and the crazy thing is they're available. They mm-hmm. are not 100% rostered. I don't even think they're 80% rostered right now, so there is a chance.
It's just people are suspicious of Carolina.
Right, afraid of it, and they're actually a better team in person than mm-hmm. they are on paper. That's the crazy thing. So, keep an eye on them.
And it's the second year for their new head coach, and he's a defensive-oriented coach, so that's going to be a thing to watch. Absolutely.
All right, we've got plenty coming up. Injuries, waiver wire, the weather, and no questions yet, but I'm sure that'll pick up here as we get into the year.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Now is the best time to get a Browning gun safe from Kiergaard Sports in Lake Pinton. The price of steel is up over 100%, and that means a price increase in gun safes by October. Kiergaard Sports has a good selection of Browning safes on hand in several different sizes and models, and they have a good selection of 22 and 9mm rounds with no purchase limit. They have the region's largest selection of firearms. Go to KiergaardSports.com for directions. They also have muddy box blinds on hand, too. Kiergaard Sports in Lake Benton. It's not just another gun shop. It's a destination. Fuel up and fill up at Skyview Junction and Jimmy's Place on Highway 14 north of Elkton. Skyview Junction has Senex top-tier gasoline and Roadmaster XL diesel at the pump. Inside, you'll find all kinds of grab-and-go goodies. And Jimmy's Place, home of the JP Burger, has some great home-cooked food with breakfast and a different daily lunch special. They have the best tater kegs and cream cheese wontons, and you gotta try the waffled hash brown sandwich with egg, cheese, and choice of meat. Skyview Junction and Jimmy's Place, just north of Elkton on Highway 14.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
All right, so back to Fantasy Fools with Brian and Mac. We get into the injuries, which the list is not that long.
Yeah, a couple of, just like last week. And again, I not to be disrespectful to those that are injured, but the folks that are injured are probably not folks you're playing a lot unless you're absolutely desperate. So Andy Dalton, Tua, Tagovailoa for the Dolphins, Carson Wentz, and even Tyrod Taylor a little bit banged up for Houston. The one running back to keep an eye on is Henderson from the Rams, who we're not sure what his status is going to be moving forward. And then Jarvis Landry for the Browns is going to be a big loss if he's out for any significant period of time. Danny Amendola for the Texans. And then Josh Jacobs, a scratch from the Raiders game, which opened the door for Kenyon Drake, which is kind of surprising. So keep an eye on that situation as well. Which leads us then to waivers. So we've talked a lot about some of these quarterbacks that may be available on your waiver wire. So if you've got a Derek Carr, a Daniel Jones, maybe even a Kirk Cousins, people mm-hmm. tend to stay away from these types of folks. These are great waiver wire pickups moving forward. You could also do a little, if you're really desperate, you could speculate a little bit on someone like Teddy Bridgewater or even someone like Sam Darnold. It looks like they really know how to use him in Carolina. He could be good for a couple of touchdowns every week, and he doesn't throw interceptions if they're managing him correctly. He's a really smart and efficient quarterback. The Jets just didn't know what the hell to do with him. I mean, they really didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the sign, very true. And that's the sign of an organization. You know, so you look at the Jets and Sam Darnold. The Jets are a dysfunctional, perhaps the most dysfunctional organization in the NFL. And then you go to Carolina, which is getting its act together under a new regime, and look at this, the difference is just night and day. So keep an eye on that situation. I think you have to pick up McKissick for Washington. He's going to be a big factor in that offense moving
forward.
Yeah,
if he's available, you really have to grab him. If you have the room and it fits your team, that's the one thing that really stinks. And maybe McKissick fits into the category where if he doesn't fit your team, you better grab him anyway.
Yep.
And dump someone that you are holding on to because you think he has promise.
Yep.
Pretty sure McKissick has promise for the rest of the
year. Oh, yeah, he's great. He's great. You know, last year he had great numbers as well. Gainwell, the running back for the Eagles, is one to keep an eye on as well. And then for wide receivers, Moore from Arizona. That team is stacked offensively. So you pick him up, and he's not going to have a big week every week because there's so many mouths to feed. It's sort of like the Bucks and now the Vikings.
Yep.
It's like which receiver is going to go off in any given week. Tim Patrick for Denver, I think, is a great pickup. Cordarrelle Patterson, formerly of our Vikings.
You're right on.
is a wide receiver and running back. He's a great pickup in leagues. Henry Ruggs for the Las Vegas Raiders and Darnell Mooney for Chicago are also sneaky good pickups for flex purposes. If you're looking for a tight end and desperate, Hooper for the Browns looks like he's back and is going to be an integral part of that offense. And we've mentioned the Panthers D if they're available. Make sure you take a look at them.
Yeah, you need to grab them. You know, and you think about the way the year's going. Mm-hmm. Week number two, I look at some of the leagues and I look at some of those that are way down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. If you're already down at the bottom and you're 0-2, and you just don't have the points there, you really need to look at those wide receiver threes like Osborne and Cordarrelle Patterson, Tim Patrick, because I think those guys are going to end up filling that void because they're just not getting covered.
Right, yeah.
Like most of those ones and those twos.
Exactly. And again, like defensively too, just to go back to that very briefly, look at teams like the Raiders for a week in, week out. Like if their matchup is good, their defense is much improved. Now, Pittsburgh is not that great offensively, at least not right now. So their performance last week is probably a result of a little bit of an improved defense, but also a bad Pittsburgh showing offensively. But look at teams like the Raiders. Now, you're not going to start them against the Chiefs.
Right.
But, you know, you might think about starting them against somebody like the Broncos.
Yeah, isn't that the
so? They're divisional matchups,
or
the Chargers, because they're gonna, you know, those two teams are just their defensive teams, and offense sometimes comes second in those situations. So the teams like the Raiders, keep an eye on them defensively.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
We're coming up in the 2 minute warning.
That's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute whistle blows. It's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've scoured the IR list for a deep stash, and there really aren't a lot out there. I know I grabbed Jeff Wilson Jr. I'm glad I did, because it seems like the San Francisco 49ers are going to go through running backs game at a time.
Doesn't it seem like that?
You know, and then I get scared because Wilson will come back and he'll be there for a game or two and gone. And I don't know. I know that they're working on bringing a couple in, and I don't remember who they are. But, well, I'll tell you. And Mitchell kind of disappointed. Eli Mitchell did not hold up to expectation, which is fine. You know, they can't all hold up to expectation. And I think the other thing that's really important going into this year, there's so much hype from all of these different fantasy prognosticators. Mm-hmm. And they're pushing names on people that end up being more duds than studs.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to just go with your emotion and go with your situation and go with your league. And don't be influenced by a lot of those big name prognosticators in the fantasy world, because I think they're probably hurting more than helping.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, though. Is there anything more awesome to watch than Derrick Henry when he's on fire like he was on Sunday?
Yeah,
I mean, NFL players, the television doesn't do them justice.
No, not at all.
They're huge.
Yeah, right.
These are gigantic men.
Yep.
And Derrick Henry looks more gigantic than all of them, which is hilarious.
Right, than ever before. And here's the cool thing, too, for those, the Titan fans, and I think even those that have Tannehill, for some odd reason, I think they changed the game plan. They were going to go away from the run, and they realized, you know what? Screwed up. Got to go back to last year, and let's just ground pound the ball and throw it when we need
it. I would like to think of Derrick Henry at their Monday meeting last week saying, all right, fools, give me the damn ball.
Yes, 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 exactly. All right, fools, that's it. Good one. We'll talk about week three next week.
Next week. Have a great week, and good luck, everyone.